今天我们分享的题目呢是你是一个有灵的活人。
Today the message is you are living living among with a spirit.
这幅画好看吗？
Do you like this painting?
米开朗基罗的原作被 AI 重新画了一遍。
And it's repainted by AI. We originated by Michelangelo.
现在啊 AI 真是越来越厉害了。
Now the AI is very advanced.
我本来研究论文的毕业论文的研究是 GPT-4。
My thesis was on GPT-4.
结果我这论文没写完，那 GPT-4 下线了。
Before I finished my thesis, GPT-4 was no more used.
现在是 GPT-5
Now it's GPT-5 something.
然后我就对自己说，哎呀，我干脆慢一点写吧，还是。
So I tell myself, oh, let me just write slowly.
因为这个 AI 发展太快了。
Because AI developed so fast.
快到什么程度？
How fast it is.
人类开始讨论，这 AI 不会是来取代我们的吧？
So the humans are discussing, murmuring that is AI going to substitute us?
因为以前我们怎么定论是人啊？怎么定义了人这个概念？
So you know, how did we define human race?
直立行走的动物。
So human race, the ones who walk, stand straight with two legs.
有这个智能去运用工具和生产资料。
And they have the ability to use tools.
目前我们还没有看到 AI 直接站起来像我们一样走来走去。
So now we still do not see that AI is standing there like us to walk around.
这个，但是 robot 的发展这么快，我觉得这个不是障碍了一点。
The robot is developing so fast. I don't think this will be a problem.
但是 AI 确实已经比我们更聪明了。
But AI is now really smarter than us.
这个，我们这个其实对我们是一个好事，让我们重新思想什么是人，我是谁。
This is a good thing to make us think, who are we?
我们真的会被 AI 取代吗？
Are we going to be substituted by AI?
AI 真的是进化论的最后一个环节吗？
Is AI the last version of evolution?
为什么我是人而 AI 不是人？
Why I am a man but AI is not?
你看这个在这个原作中
The original painting
这边是上帝的手。
This one is the hand of God.
这只是 Adam 的手。
The left one is the hand of Adam.
你可以看到哪只手是主动的。
So you see which one is the active one?
上帝
的手是主动。
The hand from God is active.
Adam 是非常放松的，是一个承受恩典的状态。
So Adam was very relaxed to receive the grace.
所以我们今天用创世纪二章第七节来分享这个主题。
So today we're going to share this topic with Genesis chapter 2:7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫 Adam.
Jehovah God and made a man with the soil from the earth and blew breath.Into his nostrils, and this become a man, a living man with a soul, living soul. He's called Adam.
这个版本既不是 James version， 也不是 NIV， 这是王牧师版本。
This is Pastor Dean's version.
Wonderful. 我没法去寻找一个上帝的形象。
I cannot find a real image of God.
对，所以我用哈勃望远镜拍了一张照片。
So I use one picture which is taken by the Hubble telescope.
这个创造宇宙的神是何等的伟大，何等的奥秘。
How great and how mysterious is this God who created the universe?
所以这里用耶和华神，亚伯神。
So here the original text use God Yahweh.
为什么强调是耶和华神？
Why emphasize?God Yahweh，
因为亚威是立约的神。
Because Yahweh is a covenant-keeping God，
这个希伯来人啊，他用不同的称呼称呼神，比如亚卫立约的神，这个阿杜乃是主啊，还有一个是 Elohim 创造的神。
So Hebrews they use different words to for the name of God, like Elohim is the creator God, and Adonai is the providing God.
Yeah. 所以我们看这位伟大的神。如果他不与我们立约的话，他的伟大和我们没有关系。
So if this great God has no covenant relationship with us, he has nothing to do with us.
他是那么的圣洁，那么的丰盛，那么的伟大，那么的啊永恒，那么的啊那么的这个不可思议。然而他与我们立约的时候，我们才能够真正被他启示他是谁。
He's so great, so holy, and so mysterious. But if he does not have a relationship with us, it's nothing good for us.
他的本性超越我们。
And his nature is far beyond our understanding.
他的道德超越我们。
And his character, his morals is far beyond our understanding.
甚至他的存在，我们无法用人类的语言。
Even his existence we cannot describe with human language.
他若不主动地启示我们，与我们立约，我们对他一无所知。
If he did not reveal himself to us, we have no way to know him.
他有一个做这个电脑游戏的朋友跟我说。
There's a person who are writing video games told me.
他们会在建立一个游戏世界的时候。会在电脑上进行三维建模。
They said they create 3D models when they write the programs.
他突然意识到，他所创造的那些人物，如果他不给他发指令，让他们认识自己的话，他们永远不会知道有一位创造者在他们中间。
He said those characters they created, if you do not give them commands, they don't know what role to play.
但是今天你是被祝福的。
But today you are blessed.
神亲自的向你启示他自己。
Because God has revealed himself to you personally.
神亲自的向告诉你他是你的创造者。
Lord himself told you that he is your creator.
更神奇的是他居然愿意与你立约。
More wonderful thing is that he is willing to establish a covenant relationship with you.
就像中国人古时候结绳记事一样。希伯来人把这个钉子钉在高处，让我们一走过一看啊，这是我们所立的约。
Just like Chinese, they used it to make knots on the rope to remember things. Hebrews, in a similar way, that they put the nails higher so to remind God is there.
就是这个希伯来人立约的这个词的来源。
This is the word covenant comes from.
神与你所立的约是不能被历史所掩盖的。
So the covenant established from God between you and God never will be
forgotten.
Forgotten.
也不能被你的处境所遗忘的。
It will not be erased away by the circumstances.
不能被这个世界的谎言和人属人的知识去
cannot be covered.
掩盖。
Will not be covered by all these lies and human knowledge.
你是与神立约的人。
You are the one have a relationship with God.
因为我们与神立约，所以我们是人。
Because we have a covenant relationship with God, so that's why we are humans.
我们彼此提醒一下，好不好？
Let's remind each other. You have a covenant relationship with God.
你是与神立约。
You have a covenant relationship with God.
第二个信息，人是神特别奇妙的创造。
The second, God is a very special formation, creation of God.
这个中国的传说啊，说这个女娲造人。
So in Chinese mystery, there's a some stories is this woman, Yuva, created humans.
她呢就造了俩人，一个男人，一个女人。
And she also created one man, one woman.
就烦了。
She was tired.
她就拿那个柳条随便抽那个泥堆。
So she just bit this chunk of mud.
你一点儿接触了就变成了人。
So all this mud and splashed and become a human.
我不太喜欢这个故事。
I do not like this story.
我的出现好像太潦草了。
So my existence is so casual.
而且他这个挺歪理的，他把人给分开了，是不是？有特别好好的造的人，还有随便造的人，他把人给阶级化了。
So they also divided into class. Some people are.More lofty, some people are low class.
对，那谁是手捏的，谁是泥点儿抽出来的，你这分不清楚啊。
Who is the one formed by hand? Who is the one formed by the weeping?
你可能有一个错误的印象，你觉得上帝说有光就有了光。
But you may have a wrong understanding. God said, "Let there be light." There was light.
上帝说有人就有人。
And God says, "Let there be human beings." There was human beings.
这不是真实的。
This is not true.
让我们回到圣经本身。
Let's go back to the original text of the Bible.
你看这个，请毛木念一下英文的 form man.
The God formed man of the dust of the ground.
你注意到没有？上帝不是说有人就有人，他是 formed the man. Form 这个含义在原文中是什么？陶匠塑形，就是做那个，你看这个做那个人不情未了，还记得吧？那个形象，那个陶匠非常细腻的去做那个陶艺的过程。
So this word actually is that a potter, which is forming a clay, a piece of porcelain.
Human being, 人的出现绝不是偶然的。
So we do not come by accident.
也不是批发的。
We are also not by randomly bidding.
The wholesale.
We are not.
我们不是从 Costco 批发出来的。
Not just by the Costco wholesale.
每一个人是神精心的创造。
So everyone is a unique creation of God.
这个词不是出现在工厂，是出现在艺术家的手里，是每一个人都是独特的艺术的性的创造。
So this word is not come from a factory. It's for a craftsman. Everyone is a.Special craftsmanship.
是怎么样？是神亲手捏制的、制造的。
Because it's formed by God Himself.
深思熟虑。
And he did it thoughtfully and carefully.
有机会你可以读一读王牧写的那本《用科学来证明这个神的这个这本书》。
You may have a chance to read the Pastor Wang's book, Science of God.
神是怎么精致的去安排每一个原子和电子？
So God, how He arranged every electrons and atoms.
Atoms, 对，同样他是如何特别细腻的去设计我们。
In the same way, He formed us very carefully.
说我们这一个灵魂啊，就这贵重过整个宇宙。
So our soul of one person is more expensive, more precious than the whole universe.
看看这屋里多少财富在这里啊
！You see how many treasures are here?
How many treasures? 这不是比喻，这是真实的。
So this is true. It's not just to symbolize.
所以中国的文化呢，他认为这个人是天地之气酝酿出来的。
So in Chinese culture, man was formed by the energy of the heaven and earth.
他对了一点。
It's true in a certain sense.
我们的存在确实和灵魂关系。
Because our existence has something to do with breath.
但是中国文化没有认识到，这不是偶然出现的气，而是从神而来。
But Chinese culture didn't know that this breath, this spirit is from God.
你有多么的宝贵？你是上帝亲手创造的。
Do you know how precious you are? You are formed.By God Himself.
因为上帝的创造，所以我们是人。
Because we are created by God, that's why we are humans.
我们要彼此提醒一下，你是上帝神奇的创造。
So remind each other, you.
你是上帝神奇的创造。
Special creation of God.
你是上帝神奇的创造。
You are special creature of God.
对，看，不光是大卫这一个人这么精致。David， 你看你在这里。
Not just David, this one man, he's so elegant.
每个人都是上帝这样精致的创造。
Everyone is created, crafted by God so carefully.
第三个信息，人是 神所赋予形象和样式的。
The third one, humans, the image of humans are given by God.
我们念一下，我念中文，你念英文啊。将生气吹在他的鼻孔里。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
这个 breathe, 这个气，中文说的气也好，还有这个希伯来文说的气也好，其实是和灵是同一个词。
This word breath, no matter in Chinese or in Hebrew, is the same word as spirit.
我来设计一个中文的一个 dialogue, 一个对话，你会注意到，你在门外问谁呀？我。
So if I design a dialogue and someone says, "Who is outside?" You say me.
我会指着头说吧，我。It's possible.
You point to your nostrils. You do not point to your head.
这里是大脑啊，聪明的地方啊。
So this is.
我会指这里说呀，我会指这里说呀。
You know, brain is the most smart place, but you point to your nose.
为什么鼻子这么重要
？Why the nose is so important?
与上帝的灵、上帝的气进去的。
Because God breathed His breath into your nostrils.
你看这个中文的这个鼻子，上面是鼻子，是不是？啊，这里是鼻孔。
So this Chinese was nostril.
像不像鼻孔？这是什么？这就是气进去了，灵进去了。
So this is how the breath, the spirit comes in.
这就是神奇的，这个中国的祖先，他对伊甸园，对伊甸园的这个见证，他存了通过文字存了下来。
So you know that the Chinese, the ancestors, has so much memory about Eden.Garden of Eden.
现在告诉我这是什么字
？So what is that word?
他是说，西。哇，你太聪明了。4000年前的文字，4000年前的甲骨文，你一看就看就认识了。上面是鼻子，是不是？是字，对不对？下面是什么？心。
This is the breath.
心是怎么样？心是神明出焉。是中国古代人认为是神住的地方。
Heart for ancient Chinese is where God dwells.
鼻息就是神的灵进入到你里面，你成为我，而这个神和你的怎么样？你的灵在一起，你怎么样？你有了神的形象和样式。
So you see, the spirit in your nostrils become a man, make a man.And God in your heart make you to be a human.
你说这个人还活不活着？打开手指头，鼻子点。有没
有？Does this man live? Yes.
有没有
？Point to yourself.
是的，这个神说有就有，但是神在创造人的时候，他和人有了一种非常亲密的关系。
Yes, it's true. When God says, "Let it be," it comes. But when He created humans.Lord developed a relationship with humans.
他把他的荣耀，他的这个形象和样式赐给了人。
He gave his glory and his image to humans.
不只是让人活过来。
He not only make us live, be alive.
而是他的灵在人的里。
And he also gave his spirit to live inside of us.
他的神圣，他的生命力，他的良知。他的尊贵都进入到人的里面。
His holiness, his creative power, and also his conscience also coming.
所以我们成为人，是因为我们有神的形象的样式。
That's why we are created into the image of God and called humans.
不是因为我们聪明，我们有智力。
Not because we are smart, just because of our brain.
一个自闭症的孩子。这个脑部这里有重要症状的孩子，他们依然是尊贵的人。
Those children who have all kinds of problems, they are still very noble because they are created by the image of God.
他们依然可以把神的尊严、尊贵和上帝的形象是显现出来。
They can still display God's holiness, God's character in them.
对，我们要彼此提醒一下。神的灵在你的里面。
We need to remind each other, God.
神的灵在你里面，你是有神的形象和样式。
You have the image of God.
阿利路亚。
阿利路亚。
还有一个特别有趣的现象，人是神命名的， 而且拥有使命的存在。
Well, there's another interesting character. God, humans are named by God, and God give us a mission.
你注意到了吗？神让亚当，这万物在亚当面前走过，让亚当起名字。
You see, God brought every animal before Adam and asked him to name them.
连夏娃都是亚当起名字，你注意到了吗？
Even Eve, his wife, was named by
Adam. 但是亚当的名字是神起的。
But Adam's name was given by God.
因为你从土里来。
Because you come from the soil.
所以你就是什么？你的名字叫 Adam.
So your name is called Adam, means come from clay.
希伯来文土叫 Adam.
So in Hebrew, the word soil just is Adam.
所以到了神指的亚当的时候，您的名字叫亚当。
So God pointed to him, your name is Adam.
我们看这个电影，经常看到那个神父啊、牧师啊，尘归尘，土归土。
So when we watch those movies, you see those priests, and they always do this, and because you come from the earth, go to the earth.
其实这是神在审判亚当的时候说的话。
This is a word.Given to Adam when he was cursed.
你从土里来，要回到土里去。
Because you came from the earth, you are going to go to the earth.
所以男人啊，你们原来的名字是土。
So man,
润土的土。
Your name was originally soil, earth.
你看中文的土是什么呀？你底下一横，上面一个小苗长出来。
So the original word of soil in Chinese.
生命从土里怎么样变出来？这是男人原来的名字。
As a small shoot come out of the ground.
你盗窃神的荣耀，被赶出伊甸园，你就变成了男，田力男，在田里拉着犁干活的人。
So when the man have stolen the glory of God, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden and then become a man, a husband, which is a in Chinese is a labor worker in a field.
你原来是什么？是这个世界的王，管理着上帝的伊甸园。
So before you were created to be the governor and the king of this earth.
现在你变成了在田里干苦力的人。
But now you become a laborer in the field.
苦苦地等待着退休。
So you are waiting for the retirement day by day.
拿一点点的退休金
，and you're waiting for that little bit of retirement money.
你的盼望是啥
？So what's your hope?
是回到伊甸园。
So your hope is to go back to the Garden of Eden.
不要当那个田里男。
You don't want to be that laborer in the field.
回到上帝面前，成为他，重新成为他荣耀的创造。
You want to go back to God, become come back again to be his glorious creation.
拿回我们的使命。
And take hold of our mission.
我们出生不是为了吃口饭活着。
We exist not because we need to eat.
我们出生是为了荣耀神。
We are created to glorify God.
因为我们是亚当的后代。
Because we are the offsprings of Adam.
首先的亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So first man is a living being with a soul, but the last one is the spirit allow people to live.
这是一个意大利雕塑家他雕塑的蒙沙的基督。
So this is an artist from Italy who.Made this called Christ who's covered by a veil.
他雕得太好了
，because
以至于当时人都不相信他是从石头里雕出来的。
Because it was made so elegant that the people didn't believe it was taken from marble.
他一定说他一定做了什么什么。什么奇怪的炼金术？现在这个柔软的这个是一个东西上雕好了，然后把这个东西变成了大理石。
s So they said they must create this from something very soft things, and then make this to be a marble.
人类连这件艺术品都缺乏信心去相信。
You see, humans even have faith to believe in such a piece of art.
你就说他有多难去相信我们的神会道成肉身在我们中间。
How hard for humans to believe that our God can become a human to come on this earth?
我们觉得耶稣为我们上十字架已经很伟大，很不可思议了。
So we think it's unfathomable that Jesus Christ was crucified for us.
最不可思议的是这个救赎故事的开始。
But the more wonderful thing is, more unbelievable thing is the beginning of this story.
一个无限的神居然愿意把自己限制在一个有限的肉体里。
An infinite God was willing to encapture himself into a human body.
甚至在他第二次再回来的时候，他还要保留这个肉体。
Even in his second coming, he still come with this flesh.
作为一个百分之百的神，百分之百的人，在我们中间成为我们的王。
But this is 100% human.100% God will come to be our king.
这也是揭示了我们作为人的一个真相。
This is also the truth given to us as humans.
我们是站在上帝面前的，是身心灵在上帝面前可以荣耀他的人。
So we are created to stand before God to glorify Him.
我们不是也是
our soul, our body, our spirit.
我们不是动物。
We are not just animals.
也不是机器。
We are not machines.
我们是有灵的活人。
We are living humans with spirit.
我们是被造站在上帝面前的人。
We are created to stand before God.
我们是站在上帝面前要荣耀他的神。
We are created to stand before God to glorify Him.
当亚当切断了与上帝属灵的联系。
When Adam was cut away from God's relationship.
神第一时间就回来去寻找他。
So the first thing God did was to look for him.
今天神依然来寻找我们。
Today God still come to look for us.
他不止在呼喊亚当你在哪里。
He's not only calling that Adam, Adam, where are you?
也一直在呼喊以琳你在哪里。
He's calling, where are you, Elaine?
David 你在哪里。
Where are you?
Mary 你在哪里。
Where are you, David and Mary?
One by one, 你们每一个人的名字都在上帝的呼召中。
一个接着一个 all your names are called out by God.
因为我们是有灵的活人。
Because we are living being with the Spirit.
上帝一直在呼召我们。
So God is always calling us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the earth.
在创世纪里面，神向亚当吹气。
In Genesis, God blew the spirit into human.
在新约约翰福音里面，耶稣向门徒吹气。
In the New Testament, Jesus Christ blew the spirit into his disciples.
你们受圣灵。
And you receive the Holy Spirit.
这不是一个要求，这是一个命令。
So this is not just a requirement. This is a command.
新天新地就要来了。
Because new heaven and the new earth are coming.
你要受圣灵。
You need to receive the Holy Spirit.
你要因圣灵而更新。
You will be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
因着耶稣基督的缘故。
And because of Jesus Christ.
你们要做成一个有灵的新人。
You will be made into a new creation.
在上帝面前作为一个有灵的活人站立着。
They will stand before God as a man, living man with a spirit.
是的，旧事已过，都要成为新的。
And it is said that the old has been gone and the new has come.
想一想，如果我们是一个没有灵的活人。
Let's imagine if we are human without a spirit.
我们不过是一代行走的尘土。
That we are just walking dust.
在尼布甲尼撒的梦里面
，and there it's from this king's Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
那个巨人就象征着人类的文明。
That giant symbolizes the civilization of humans.
无论你拥有怎样伟大的辉煌的金头银肩
，No matter what kind of golden head and silver shield you have，
你的双脚还是泥土
，But both of your feet are still made of soil。
等上帝的审判来到
，When God's judgment comes，
尘归尘，土归土
，And earth go to earth。
没有灵的活人不过是一代尘土，还要成为尘土。
The one who has no spirit will again become earth.
今天你费尽心机、费尽时间、费尽所有的能力去争夺的所有的安全感、所有的价值、所有的金钱、所有的健康，都是尘土。
Today, whatever you are fighting for, with your health, with your money, it will all become earth.
在你教会里面，你虽然自称是一个基督徒，但你如果不受圣灵，没有圣灵的同在，你还不过是一代尘土。
Even Christians, though you are in the church for a long time, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you are nothing but soil.
耶稣在我们生命中所改变的，就是让我们成为一个新人，一个新的有灵的活人。
Jesus Christ came to change us.Into a living soul with spirit.
这灵里面有你的信心，有你的盼望，有你对上帝的爱。
In the spirit, there's your faith, there's your hope, and your
love.
Your love.
在这灵里面有着你，在上帝里面，在你里面所造的上帝的形象和样式。
And in this spirit, there's an image of God which was put in you by God.
上帝要凭这灵认识你。
And God will know you by this spirit.
你做了再多的好事
，whatever good deeds you have done.
你特别热心的给教会拉人进来。
You may bring a lot of people to the church.
你东跑西颠要让别人去信耶稣。
You may just go here and there, make people to be disciples.
你甚至奉耶稣的名去赶鬼去治病。
Even you cast out the demons and healing people with Jesus' name.
里面却没有耶稣的灵。
But if you have no spirit of Jesus,
你还是一代尘土。
But you still a dust.
神说我不认识你。
And God said, I do not know you.
与地上的生命有地上生命的样式，尘土的样式。
Because the earth has its own image.
天上的生命有天上生命的荣光，那是灵的样式。
The life in heaven has its own image.
今天你受生命了。
So today, have you received the Holy Spirit?
今天你是不是一个有灵的活人站在上帝的面前
？So today, are you a living soul with a spirit?
让我们快快醒过来。
So we are going to wake up.
接受圣灵。
And receive the Holy Spirit.
接受上帝的呼召。
And receive the commission from the Lord.
真正走进上帝创造的深处。
And walk into His purpose of creation.
成为一个有灵的活人。
Become a living soul with a spirit.
让我们来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，今天我是只剩下尘土的人。
Lord, I believe now I only have the dust.
但是我要愿意在耶稣基督里成为一个有灵的活人。
But I'm willing to be a living soul with spirit in Jesus Christ.
愿与你的呼吸连接。
May you breathe your breath into me.
字句让人死，圣灵让人活。
Let us kill, but the Spirit let us live.
主啊，愿我在你的呼召中快快地醒过来。
Lord, may you make me be awakened in your calling.
主啊，我虽然是尘土。
Lord, though I am from dust.
我却向你完全的敞开
，But I'm willing to open totally to you.
求你把你的气息、你的圣灵赐给我。
May you give me your Holy Spirit.
让我成为一个有灵的活人，一个被创造的新的生命。
So I can become a living being with your Spirit.
站在你的面前，站在你的面前
，standing before you.
荣耀你。
To glorify your name,
成为多人的祝福
，become a blessing for many,
见证你国度的降临
，testify your coming kingdom,
直到永永远远
，until eternity.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
，we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
谢谢王牧师。
Okay, let's stand up. Let's stand up to really spend a moment to pray. You can say thank you. Or maybe I'll ask Armin to
answer.
Lord, I just thank you for the beautiful message.
主啊，很感谢你为这个美好信息献上感恩。
Yes, indeed, you come to make us to be not just living, but with your spirit in us.
我们真的是你造我们，不只是活着，而是你的灵在我们里面。
This is not just a message.
这不只是一个信息。
But it's a calling.
这是一个呼召。
To awaken our spirit.
是要。让我们的灵醒过来。
Let us open our hearts once again. Say, Lord, I'm willing to receive your spirit.
打开我们的心，说主啊，我们愿意领受你的。
And the Bible said, it will be given to those who ask.
圣经上说，寻求的就会，祈求的就会给予。
Let's believe.
让我们来相信。
Hallelujah. Stretch out your hand.
Hallelujah.把手张开
like in a posture that you are receiving something.
就好像你在接受什么。
Bible said, even if you are evil, you will not give a snake when your son asks for fish.
圣经上说，即使你们当中作恶了，都不会给你的孩子，就他向你求鱼的时候，你不会给他蛇。
How much more good things the Heavenly Father will give to those who ask Him?
天上的父母岂不是把最好的给你们吗？
God will never give you bad things. Just open your heart to receive.
神永远都不会给你坏东西。
The best gift is the Holy Spirit.
最大最好的礼物就是圣灵。
Lord, let us pray for brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们祷告，为我们的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
May your Spirit come upon each one.
愿你的圣灵降在每个人身上。
Fill each one.
充满每。
And we will live in your spirit. And Lord, we thank you. Because of the blood of Jesus, the heaven is open. Our sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. We believe your spirit will fill us. And let miracles follow us.
神迹奇事会随着我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.